Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. It's Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Buffalo Bills player collapses on the field. Kevin McCarthy is not the Speaker of the House yet. What does it take to get in the middle class today? And what states are people moving to and moving from? Also, Bill will be here with the message of the day about America becoming a more secular country and how that's going poorly for us. But first, 24-year-old Buffalo Bills football player Damar Hamlin made a tackle late in the first quarter on Monday Night Football and stood back up and collapsed. The team says he suffered cardiac arrest, he needed CPR on the field, and he's still in critical condition. They stopped playing the game. The other players are too distraught to keep going. It's worth noting that in week two of this season, another Bills player suffered a serious neck injury, and Damar said in the locker room, "Life is bigger than football." Kevin McCarthy has not secured enough votes to become the Speaker of the House. They have voted twice so far. The last time that it took more than one vote to name the Speaker of the House was 1923, 100 years ago. But that's nowhere near the record. In 1855, it took not two rounds, not five rounds, 133 rounds of voting before Congress decided who the Speaker should be. And now that the Republicans are in charge, will they change their spending habits? New report, the budget is so out of balance, the federal government would need either a 40% increase in taxes or a 30% spending cut to be balanced. Worth noting also, Nancy Pelosi, who's now out of the speakership, in her goodbye letter to colleagues, said to House Democrats, "You are the greatest collection of intellect, integrity, and imagination assembled." Are you in the middle class? What is the middle class? Exactly. Take the median household income in America, that's $70,000 a year. And anyone who makes two-thirds of that or twice that is considered middle class. So that means if your family earns between $47,000 and $141,000, you're technically in the middle class. Of course, it's different in different parts of the country. In San Francisco, you would need to make between $77,000 and $232,000 to be a member of the middle class. According to the U.S. Census, where are people leaving? Where are they going? Here are the five states with the largest percentage of their population who have left. Number five, Hawaii, West Virginia, Louisiana, Illinois, and number one, New York. 0.9% of the population of New York has left since 2020. The winners, number five, South Dakota, Texas, South Carolina, Idaho, and Florida. All red states. Bill O'Reilly with his message of the day next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Idaho College murders again point out how evil is on the rise in America. That is because of new progressive leadership that does not want to punish criminals, but mostly because the USA is becoming a very secular country. Now remember, the Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian philosophy. In the rotunda of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., on display is a sculpture of the Ten Commandments. Why? Because our laws and our freedoms are based upon Judeo-Christian philosophy, not religion, philosophy. And when that philosophy diminishes, particularly when it comes to good and evil, then evil acts rise. And we're seeing it almost every week in the news. Mass murders of children at schools. Incredible crime in the inner cities by drug gangs. And now this Idaho situation, where it looks like a young man, for no reason, went in and brutally stabbed four college students to death. Again, for no reason. This is evil. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, BillO'Reilly.com has it. And you can reach me easily, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Let's go to the mail. Nelson, concierge member Nelson, thank you. It's really a crime that so many of these posts on the internet are getting upset over Santos. Do you really believe the Democrat Party is any better? How many of them lie? Whether in front of the cameras in Congress or when appearing in front of their so-called constituents. All politicians lie. Okay, maybe that's true, but when you are a fraud in an election, you can't serve. Nelson, I know you know that. George, I wonder who the people who voted for Fetterman in Pennsylvania thought they were electing. They clearly didn't know or they care. But people voting for Santos are supposed to care. I care. I voted for him. I don't want a fraud representing me. Gary Anderson, Brooklyn, New York, with the so-called omnibus spending bill now saddled upon us, Senator Rand Paul's Festivus Report 2022 is worthy. I agree. I mean, Senator Paul, I don't really get along with too well. He's good on this issue. Al Davis, Camden, Missouri, just finished reading Killing the Killers. One thing that struck me is if Islamic fanatics of ISIS have such a deep hatred of America, wouldn't they be likely crossing the southern border? Of course. Of course. Dope dealers, terrorists, everybody. Of course. Scott Kirley, Oahu, Hawaii. I have a bit of a problem. My amazing wife bought me the entire Killing series for Christmas. Where should I start? I would start with Killing England, get the revolution down, then go to Killing Lincoln. And then from there, it doesn't really matter. But Killing England, Killing Lincoln will set you about America and the two biggest things that happened early on. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 2022 will go down as one of the worst years in the history of commercial aviation. The combination of COVID, pilot shortages, government inaction caused travel chaos for millions of Americans. Here are the facts. Throughout last year, 2022, the volume of passengers was roughly 80% of what it was before COVID. Despite fewer flyers, revenue for the major air carriers actually went up 70% because of price gouging. But the airlines did not hire personnel with those profits. There simply are not enough pilots and crew members to operate the flight schedules. So, flight cancellations went up 20% across the board. In April, JetBlue slashed a third of all its trips. Delta eliminated 15%. 5,000 routes were canceled over the Easter break, another 10,000 delayed. Said a JetBlue spokesperson at the time, quote, "Over the past several days, severe weather in the southeast and multiple air traffic control delay programs have created significant impacts on our industry," unquote. That was a ruse. JetBlue did not have enough pilots and personnel to fly its route system. Just last week, Southwest Airlines canceled 3,000 flights every single day. The carrier released the following statement, quote, "We know even our deepest apologies to our customers, to our employees, and to all affected throughout this disruption only go so far," unquote. Yeah, that's right. People's entire Christmas vacations were ruined. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg sent a letter to Southwest asking the company to reimburse some travelers for costs. Despite all the chaos, airfares are up 30% compared to last year. The domestic airline ticket on average, $350. And here's something else you might not know. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition demanding a new passenger bill of rights in the USA. The guidelines would impose major penalties, but that is the job of the federal government, which, of course, it is not doing. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.